USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The inauguration of Joe Biden set to take place on Wednesday, and the commanding general of the D.C. National Guard says they're taking no chances leading up to the inauguration.
The FBI is scrubbing, the Secret Service gives out their credentials, and then we have other agencies helping with the scrub as well.
Major General William Walker speaking on NBC's Today Show. Worth noting, there have been no specific threats of violence regarding the inauguration. Security forces in Guatemala clashed with a migrant caravan on Sunday. Between 7,000 and 8,000 migrants left Honduras, headed for the United States to seek political asylum as Joe Biden prepares to enter the White House.
The first thing we will do when we arrive in the United States is find a job.
That immigrant speaking on Fox News, USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Johns Hopkins University says the United States is very close to reaching 400,000 deaths from COVID-19. The death toll stands just under 398,000. Dr. Michael Osterholm is with the University of Minnesota's Center for Infectious Disease and Research and Policy. He tells MSNBC he believes the worst is yet to come.
Well, I've often been trying to call this pandemic much like a baseball game to give you a sense of where I think we are. And unfortunately, I've been saying for several months that I think we're basically at the bottom of the third or top of the fourth. And I don't think we're much farther than that right now. I worry that the very darkest days of the pandemic will be before us, even though we have vaccine coming, which is a very, very good thing. I think this new variant, this mutated virus that we're seeing in England, Ireland, and elsewhere, which is now here in the United States, means that we could have really our roughest days in the immediate months ahead.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Joe Biden unveiled an ambitious $1.9 trillion economic plan late last week. One of the things in the plan that has bipartisan support is sending out increased stimulus checks. A part of the proposal where Democrats and Republicans disagree, though, is sending out money to state and local governments. Republican Senator from Florida, Rick Scott, believing...
It's wrong. We shouldn't have Florida taxpayers bailing out New York. We cannot be bailing out these states for their prior problems. We've given the states over $500 billion for COVID relief. We should help on COVID relief. I want targeted help for people. But to bail out these blue states makes no sense.
Incoming National Economic Council Director Brian Deese says a $15 an hour minimum wage across the United States will help hardworking Americans.
The $15 minimum wage is a concrete and direct way to help support those workers who are out there on the front lines right now, providing services to all of us, and give them direct support and a direct boost right now.
That audio courtesy of ABC News. Lowe's Hotels won't allow a fundraiser for Senator Josh Hawley, Republican of Missouri, at one of its locations because it was horrified by the riot at the U.S. Capitol. The hotel chain didn't provide any link between Hawley and the riot, nor did it mention the senator by name. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.